dramatic program, followed by some great songs of baseball. So stay tuned for some very enjoyable sounds. You know, even after the big band era ended in 1946 and so many of the great bands disappeared, it wasn't the end of the musical career for so many of the great sidemen of the big band years. And they found their way into studios and those sorts of things where they could actually have a family life and they weren't always on the road. So, of course, when they went into studio work, they went into not only motion pictures, but television work, and certainly into the 1970s, made a very large impression on what we heard every day. One of my favorite tenor saxists of so many years, who's now 83 years old, is Plas Johnson, and he went into studio work with the great Henry Mancini, who, of course, really commenced his career just after World War II, being a part of the Glenn Miller Orchestra under the direction of Tex Beneke. But there was one tune in particular that really made Plas stand out, and I think you'll know this one. Thank you. Of course, the legendary Pink Panther theme with Plas Johnson on tenor, the Henry Mancini Orchestra. Next up, we've got a real treat from among the last recordings of Artie Shaw, and this is simply called the Pied Piper theme, and it's just wonderful, so take a listen.
Thank you.
6 minutes there of Artie Shaw playing the Pied Piper theme, one of his last recordings from the early 50s. Next, we're going to play one of Harry James's last recordings before his passing. And this was a treatment of Laura's theme from Dr. Zhivago. Laura's theme from a direct-to-disc album. Remember those back in the early 80s when they were really trying to improve the sound that you could get off of old vinyls? And it was interesting that they kept recording big bands during those days because, well, big bands were used to playing all the way through a piece without making a mistake. That's what they'd had to do in their prime. So, at any rate, there weren't that many direct-to-disc albums made because not too many folks would sit down and take that kind of chance. Because in those direct-to-disc days, it was not only one piece you had to play all the way through, you had to play the whole side through without a mistake. Next up, we have the big hit of 1960. It's kind of interesting to know that Percy Faith, who, of course, arranged for many big bands during the course of his career, would continue to have a hit like this, even well into the rock and roll era. Here is his theme from A Summer Place. That, of course, was the theme from A Summer Place from 1960 by Percy Faith. Next up, we have sort of a similar genre here. It's interesting to note that Jackie Gleason, if you go back to the second movie of Glenn Miller, and that was 1942, and it was called Orchestra Wives. The bass player, supposedly, of the Glenn Miller Orchestra was a very young Jackie Gleason. And he made a lot of connections with swing-era musicians, even after he became rich and famous as a comedian. Of course, he was good friends with Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey and supported their stage show in the 1950s. But he also hired very, very many of the great swing era musicians to play in his wonderful orchestra of the 1950s. And I'll still say, of all the quote unquote cocktail music orchestras of that time, I think Jackie Gleason is probably my favorite. We'll start with Terry's theme from The Picture Limelight.
Thank you.
Tonight we're looking at themes here on Swing Shift, and made a little mistake there in my programming. I should make sure that I get a current list of after I've shuffled all the tunes and put them in the way I want it. So at any rate, we heard a couple of great tunes from Jackie Gleason's orchestra, Terry's theme from the motion picture Limelight, and then the theme from A Bus Stop followed. And prior to that, we heard Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. Nelson Riddle, of course, often credited Tommy Dorsey for his wonderful string arrangements in the early 40s, and he played trombone in Tommy's band. Next up, we're going to play Tara's theme, sung here by Bing Crosby, also known as My Own True Love.
This is the theme song from David Selznick's epic motion picture Gone with the Wind. My own true love, my own true love, at last I've found you, my own true love. No lips but yours, no arms but yours will ever lead me through heaven's doors. I roam the earth in search of this, and I knew I'd know you by your kiss, by your kiss. You've shown true love. I'm yours forever, my own true love.
Until I stumbled across that recording, I had never heard the lyrics to Tara's theme from Gone with the Wind, of course, the great 1939 epic. We're going to switch gears and go from great themes on to some baseball sounds. So with a little bit of backdrop here to get us started, we're going to go into a classic from a comedy team.
What do you want, Costello?
Hello, Abbott. I understand that you're going to be the manager of the Lou Costello Junior Youth Foundation baseball team.
Yes, we just organized the thing.
Oh, you did?
Sure.
Well, I'd like to play on the team myself. You know, I know something about baseball.
Well, that would be accomplished.
Well, I'd like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to them.
Why, surely I'll introduce you to the boys. But you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Nicknames, pet names, like Dizzy Dean.
Spelled Daffy?
Daffy Dean. And
I'm their French cousin.
French cousin?
Gouffet.
Gouffet. Well, now, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
What silly name? I say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
Have you got a first baseman?
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Now tell me who's on first.
That's right.
I want to know what's the guy's name on first
no,
base.
No, what's on second
I'm
base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. Now, we're not mentioning third. Now, let's get together.
How did I get on third base?
You have to mention his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third
no,
base?
No, who is playing first?
I'm not asking you who's on first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on third?
What is on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
I can't change their name.
You got a first baseman?
Absolutely.
When you pay him off every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Sure he does.
Look, the left fielder's name.
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field. Now, you know these players as well as I do.
You got a catcher?
Surely.
The catcher's name.
Today.
Today, and tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
Now I've got it. I don't even. Look, all we got is a couple of days on it.
I can't help that.
A couple of
don't
days.
Don't get excited, now.
Who's your next side?
Take it easy. Take it easy.
You know, I'm a pretty good catcher myself.
Well, tell me.
Now, I'll catch today myself.
All
I'm
right.
Catch. And tomorrow's pitching on the team.
Yes.
Now, Tamara throws the ball and the guy up bunts the ball.
Yes.
Now, when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
If I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
Oh, so I throw the ball to naturally.
You do nothing of the kind. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Did I throw the ball to naturally?
But you don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying.
That way.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
You ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Well, say
same as you. I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now, whoever it is drops the ball so the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to be caught. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What'd you say?
I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
Jackie hit that ball.
And when he swung his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanella. Newcomb and Dobie, too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it?
Yes!
And that ain't all, he's so whole!
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone.
Thank you.
is real gone. Cause the Jackie is a real gone guy.
We started there with Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. Of course, their classic, probably the crowning achievement of their careers, that was Who's On First. Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Of course, after Jackie joined the Dodgers in, what was it, 47, 48, somewhere in there. Count Basie and his orchestra there with Did You See Jackie Robinson Hit That Ball? And finally, we heard from the Modern Jazz Quartet during that set a tune simply called Baseball. Now we're going to turn to a blues singer, Mabel Scott, from Rhythm and Blues, 1945 to 51. In other words, about the same vintage as we heard from Basie. Here's the Baseball Boogie.
If I pitch, can you catch? Will you hold the ball? When you step to the plate, will you swing and fall? If you play, you gotta know how it's done. Can you catch? Can you hold a hard one? I mean, baby, do you know the game? I mean, baby, do you know the game? I'm a big league pitcher. Can you catch the hurl I sling? Can you hit ball I throw to you? Southpaw, can you hit ball I throw to you? But get your bat ready, baby. Let's see what you can do. Do you, baby, know what it's all about? Do you, baby, know what it's all about? I need a pinch hitter, 'cause my last man just fanned out. So get your bat ready, baby. 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 Let's have some fun. If you can hit that ball, you can make a home run. Play ball.
We started there with the Baseball Boogie by Mabel Scott, and we finished that set with the Vince Guaraldi Trio, of course, with their famous baseball theme for Charlie Brown. I was looking over the forecast, and it still looks like it's going to remain mostly soggy. We are at 60 degrees here in the Denver-Boulder area currently, with a 40% of continued scattered thunderstorms through the evening. Friday, a 30% chance of thunderstorms, but a fairly warm day at 70. And then we kind of continue that pattern, a chance of thunderstorms Friday night, and a good chance of thunderstorms Saturday with a high of only 62, and Sunday with a high around 65. So a very wet spring for us here in the Denver area. One of my favorite Les Brown recordings goes back to his very early days and his first national hit recording that happened just before World War II, and a baseball player you might recognize.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
We need a hit, so here I go.
Ball one.
Yay!
Ball two.
Yay!
Strike one.
Ooh!
Just a man and not a freak, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then he's hit a good 12 more, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
From coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horsehide sphere, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He'll live in baseball's hall of fame, he got there blow by blow. Our kids will tell their kids his name, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
We dream of Joey with the light from back. Joe, Joe DiMaggio,
we want you on our side. Of how they stopped our Joe. One night in Cleveland, oh, 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 goodbye Street DiMaggio.
Jolting Joe DiMaggio, of course, Les Brown and his orchestra. And now let's finish off with a great baseball anthem here, sung by Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, the Andrews Sisters.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. So it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the ball game.
Nellie Kelly loved baseball games.
knew the players, knew all their names. You could see her there every day, shout hooray when they play. Her boyfriend by the name of Joe said to Coney Isle, dear, let's go.
Then Nellie started to fret and pout, and to him I heard her shout.
Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, we'll have a lot of fun.
Take me out to the crowd.
Will you loud?
And then buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's one,
yes,
two,
yes,
three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. You wouldn't like it.
Yeah, rank a shop with the crowd real loud.
I'd have to explain everything.
Buy me soda pop and peanuts and buy Cracker Jack.
A hat'll cost me.
I don't ever, ever care if I never get back.
That's different. We'll root, root, root for the home
team. For the home team.
If they don't win, it's a shame. Or it's one,
two,
you're out.
Your ball game.
Ah, what are you talking about? With my head a mile.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game, of course, sung by the Andrews Sisters. Before I go, KGNU would like to thank the Greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. More information is available online at gphc.org or reach them by phone at 303-388-0918. And as we approach the 10 o'clock hour, it's my duty to remind you this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver. 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, translator K229AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 MHz and on the World Wide Web at KGNU.org. Let's turn it over now for jazz.